Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up on the last caller who called just before the break. Now, let's be clear. Let's look back at the history of this show. I've been in Russia. I've been in Moscow and St. Petersburg, admired it a great deal. Went through the Winter Palace, the Hermitage in St. Petersburg, one of the finest museums in the world. Went to see the Bolshoi Ballet in Moscow, the greatest ballet in the world. Wonderful people. But their leadership is no good. Right now, in the past, with Gorbachev and Yeltsin, it was great. They're allies of the United States. Vladimir Putin's a murderer and a thief, frankly. Joe Biden said he was a murderer. I believe it. Stalin was a murderer. People sometimes have bad leadership. It is not a statement about the people themselves, for whom we have great admiration. We like them. If you've read any Pushkin, you read any Dostoevsky, have you? Gogol? You listen to Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky? I've been to their graves. I was at Dostoevsky's grave in St. Petersburg. Mussorgsky's near him. I like to write, and so I had a picture taken standing right by Dostoevsky's statue. So let's get real. If you like Russia, then you go to St. Petersburg and Moscow and enjoy the culture, and you stand with Alexei Navalny, and you stand with the protesters over there and say, we want to get rid of organized crime. And that is the issue. Okay, we have another second helping. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thanks for calling. A second helping. What's on your mind, Mark?
Yeah, you hit on some of the points, that you called in to defend. You know, basically, he's not defending Russia. He's defending Putin. And, what Peter the Great tried to make Russia more westernized country, because he moved the capital, I think, if I remember right, he moved the capital to St. Petersburg while he was there, because he wanted, Russia to become more Western. And, as an authoritarian, he wasn't able to do, that he couldn't jump over that hump because, the authoritarian tendencies, of the Russian government for over a thousand years. I mean, since what Ivan the Terrible or whoever the first, czar was of Russia. But we have to call it, I'll take issue with you sometimes on the Iranians. That I take more issue with the traitors in our own government, like, Ronald Reagan and Oliver North and all that, what they were treating with the Iranian government to make Ronald Reagan president, and, beyond that, helping them with their arms sales to them, and the whole Iran-Contra thing that has led to decades of...
Yeah, well, look, there's a lot of things. You baked a lot in. Let me just start responding to it, because we're coming up to the end of the show. First of all, difference between Russia and Iran... I mean, Russia was an ally of ours under Gorbachev and Yeltsin, and it can be again. And quite frankly, one of my soft spots for Russian culture, Pushkin wrote a story, Eugene Onegin, one of the great works of world literature, and then Tchaikovsky put an opera to it, Eugene Onegin. I was a supernumerary, which means I was an extra. They wouldn't let me sing. The Skylight Theater put on Eugene Onegin, and I was, I had a bit part in it. I was the guy that held the pistols at the at the duel scene. But that music is gorgeous. Tchaikovsky's music is gorgeous, and Pushkin's writing is terrific. So, and the issue is not anything about Russia innately. The issue is about their present government, Vladimir Putin, who poisoned Alexei Navalny and threw him in jail and just outlawed his progressive party, his resistance party, and lump them in with ISIS, and they can't run for parliament. And if they do, they get arrested. That's not right. That is not right. Simply is not right. And that is not at the core of what Russian culture is. Alexei Navalny at the core is what Russian culture is. So I think that, and also I don't throw shade on any caller. All callers are welcome. People call in with all sorts of things. Fine with me. They want to tell me something about history. I want to hear it. Then if I think I have a different version, I'm going to tell them. That's what this show is about. You learn a lot, I hope, and I learn a lot from the callers that come in. So, sometimes we'll have callers throw shade on other callers. Look, here's the deal. Here is the deal. We stand for Western liberal democracy, for America as the leader of that, the leader of the world, setting the standard. We didn't do that under Trump. Trump is subservient to Putin. My view, blackmailed by the copper file tapes revealed in the Steele report and funded by them. We got rid of Trump and he's not coming back. We have Biden. He's experienced, very good man, experienced. Putin won't last forever. Russia will put in somebody new. I want it to be like a Navalny, a Gorbachev, a Yeltsin. Good men, honest. I mean, Russia should be our ally, a strong ally. They have a border with China. They have borders with the stands, you know, the Afghanistans, Kazakhstan, Uzbekistan, that whole, right in the same neighborhood, Chechnya. They're in a very tough neighborhood. Very, very tough neighborhood. But we don't want Russia run by organized crime. And we don't want Russia run by authoritarians. We want them back as allies. Going back to the lines, Betsy of Madison, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, and we don't want Russia interfering in our elections. And we don't want
excellent
Russia
point.
spreading propaganda. And I didn't know that about Cocaine Mitch. I love that caller. Have him call again. All right, you have a great day, Matt. Bye.
Betsy, as always, you insert the dagger skillfully, very skillfully. We don't want them interfering in our elections. Gorbachev and Yeltsin did not interfere in our elections. Putin interfered in our elections. 2020, 2016, they were a significant but not the only reason why Hillary Clinton lost and Donald Trump won. Hillary Clinton got 3 million more votes. Did you know that? 3 million more votes than Donald Trump. 3 million more votes. And he snuck in. He won Michigan by 10,000 votes out of millions. Labor oriented Michigan, 10,000 votes. How did that happen? The big part of it, in my view, was that Comey, a few weeks before the election, said that he was investigating Hillary Clinton, head of the FBI. Everybody at that point didn't realize how bad a guy he was, Comey. He was also investigating Trump for collusion with the Russians. If you're going to issue something like that, you say, I'm investigating both of them, Hillary Clinton for emails and Trump for collusion with the Russians. He didn't do it because he's a Republican. Did you know that? Did you know that Comey is a Republican? And Miller, the Miller report, he's a Republican. Did you know that? They're both Republicans. That's what they are. And the point is, Comey shouldn't have said anything about either candidate. The head of the FBI, you don't say, I'm investigating the guy. It may not go anywhere. Hillary, it didn't go anywhere. So you don't say it. He pulled the strings. And then the Ruskies hacked us in. It wasn't the Russian people that hacked us in. It was Vladimir Putin that hacked us in. They hacked us. They hacked Colonial Pipeline. They hacked JBS food processors, shut down meat plants. They're hacking. It has nothing to do with whether we like the Russian people and culture. I like them very much. I've been there. How many people had their picture taken with Dostoevsky's statue at his grave? St. Peter's and me. That's me. Okay. But how many people have been to Supernumerary and Extra in an opera, Eugene Onegin, Tchaikovsky music, me, okay? But I don't want hacking into our elections. I don't want hacking into Colonial Pipeline. And I do not want hacking into our meat processors. Okay, this has been a great show. Great callers, really great callers. Coming to the end of the show, great show. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Krupp. You know, Earl Ingram, my friend, good friend Earl Ingram, great show. Pizza Box Mike on Saturday. Great evening program. Great Saturday program. Pizza Box Mike. Pizza Box Mike thinks outside the pizza box. It's Saturday at noon. So stand by. Download the app. We're coming to the end of the show. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Matt Flynn Direct signing off for today.